Hi, I'm Rachel, owner of I Am Raquel, and this is my podcast, From Rock Bottom to Badass. This podcast is a place to discuss all the things that go into a complete rebirth. It's about the journey of making over yourself and making over your life. It's about stepping onto a path of going from wherever you're at to the best life possible. Here, we will discuss solutions to all the things that help people rise from the ashes like a phoenix. From the normal everyday life stuff to the super spiritual woo-woo world of metaphysics, you will always be enlightened and entertained. Hey, what's up? Welcome everybody to Rock Bottom to Badass. Today I have an amazing guest, Holly Hartman, and we're going to be talking recovery interview style. So I hope you guys enjoy. All right, Miss Holly. Excited to meet you finally.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
So good. Okay, so first question is, who are you? Who is Holly Hartman?
Who am I? Well, I'm a 43-year-old mother with two boys. One's 5 and one's 16, so one's not so little. He's turning into a man. I'm a single mama, but man, I am more than that. I'm a healer. I'm a coach. I'm a domestic violence advocate. But I'm just somebody that has a heart-centered love and passion for helping people. So Enneagram 2, Wing 3, a little bit of everything. So
I love that you bring your Enneagrams. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Define recovery.
I think for me, recovery really starts from having a breaking point. You know, we have to start from somewhere, and everybody's bottom is different and what that looks like. So it's starting from some kind of barrier and then overcoming that barrier. And that can present itself, that journey can present itself in a multitude of different ways. And that's something that I explore in my own recovery.
100%. I totally agree. Very good. Okay. Are you ready for the tough question?
No, you throw anything at me. I'm good.
So what have you been through? What have you been through that brought you to, that you had to recover from?
So I have, I think life on life's terms. I think we can all look at different things. And I believe that, I can't imagine anybody that's not escaped some type of trauma in their life, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, right? I think we've all experienced it to some level. And as I help people along on my journey, I realize that a lot of people don't even know that they experience trauma. They just think it's normal, right? And so for me and mine, my journey, I started off with removing alcohol from my life back in 2009. So I have about 11 and a half years of sobriety. But on that journey, I've uncovered more things that actually I needed to recover from, like codependency and some of these other isms. And in that healing journey that I had in recovery, I ended up being in an abusive marriage. And so healing from that as well. And so I have lots of levels of recovery that I've had to go through. First, I got rid of alcohol, and then I had the codependency to deal with, and then recovery after an abusive relationship, and more in the covert sense, emotional, mental, psychological, financial abuse. And so that's been my most recent recovery journey, and where I help a lot of women.
Good for you. That is phenomenal. So tell everybody, how did being in an abusive relationship, addictions, and all these things that you've been through, how did it affect you as a person?
I guess the way I look at it is, I think that everything happens for a reason. Some people believe that, some people don't. And I've heard people ask me, like, you know, would you change it? And I wouldn't, because today I'm the best version of myself I've ever been. And I don't know if I would have gotten to this place if I didn't go through what I went through to then look for these tools to become who I am today. And so ask me the question again, because I don't know if I answered that.
Just like, how did it affect you? So that can be in both negative and positive ways. And you definitely answered like how it positive had a positive outcome. What did it?
Yeah, the positive outcome,
your psyche, to your spirit.
Yeah, that I have uncovered and discovered who I was supposed to be when I, like, before I was stepped on. I'm in another recovery program called 12-Step Spiritual Recovery, and it's recovery for all. And what we talk about is getting back to that child before they were stepped on, getting back to that soul spirit of who we were supposed to be. And I would not have gotten to that place, or, you know, I'm still on a journey, obviously. I wouldn't have gotten to that place or tried to look for that if I wasn't broken beforehand. So to me, it's helped. But, you know, along the way, it's affected my children. So that's a negative effect, you know, that like being in an abusive marriage and then them having to recover from what that looks like. You know, I wouldn't have signed up for that, but yeah. I also have learned and grown so much from it.
Awesome. So I've heard the word spiritual pop up in there in your story several times. So that's my next question, was talk about that spiritual part of your recovery. What does that look like for you?
Well, that's the big shift for me. I think in order to recover, because before my recovery, it was all about me trying to fix, manage, and control. And what I just discovered is that I'm powerless over it, and that I can't do it on my own. And if I try to do it on my own, the results are that aren't successful. And so I had to come to a realization that I needed something higher than myself, my higher power. And that's something that we teach, is helping people discover what that is for them. I don't get to judge who your higher power is. I don't get to tell you who your higher power is. But for me, it's finding something that is bigger and better than myself, because me doing it on my own, I've proven that I can't, that I need something more. But my spiritual practice is, doing prayer work, meditating. I do a lot of guided meditations, doing breath work, journaling. Those are all ways that and walking in nature. All those ways are ways that I can connect to my spiritual source and get grounded, so I can remove the chatter of the world and go, okay, what is it that I need to do? So I can get grounded in what my next best step is, what my next right decision is. Because if I'm left to my ego will choose really comfort. My ego will keep me safe and protected, so to speak, but it keeps me from walking in my power, walking in what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to show up in the world. And when I'm connected to my source, to my higher power, to God, my God, that's when I soar. That's when I do things that are beyond my story that I could create for myself. And so my life is successful today because I'm connected to my source.
Beautiful. Will you let us into your inner world and tell us what a prayer might sound like coming from Holly? What is likely your favorite prayer?
Yeah, I think for me, like I said, trying to get connected and get my ego out of the way, something that I add to my prayers a lot is, you know, help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to hear what you want me to hear. Help me to speak the words that you want me to speak. Help me understand the way you want me to understand, because that helps me get my ego out of the way and be present in who I'm supposed to be in that moment. And so I pray that before I go into meetings with people. I pray that at night. I pray that if I'm in the middle of a conflict, if I know I'm going to have an uncomfortable conversation with somebody, I pray those, and I believe that whatever is said in that moment was divine. That was not me, that was from spirit, and that's okay today. That whatever was said, that's just what was supposed to be that moment.
That is awesome. Kind of like helps you to have peace with what is and like acceptance, right? So cool. So I think you may have answered this a little bit already, but you said you were on a continuous journey, but do you, even if it's just with like individual parts of your journey, do you ever feel like there's parts where you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm healed. I'm better now with that thing. I can kind of just move on? Or, you know, do you feel like, you know, that it's always like this fight to continue to overcome all of your challenges? Or can you just be like, okay, well, I'm back together now. I'm done with that.
Well, I think it for me, well, one of my top core values is growth. So I'm a seeker by nature, by who I am. I'm a lifetime learner. And so I don't think it's possible to, I don't know, reach that like self-actualization level, like the Jesus, the Gandhi, the whatever. I mean, I guess you could, but I don't think I'll ever get to that place. But what I'm grateful for is that is this journey, that it's not a destination, it's a journey, and that I can learn something in every moment. And no, I don't think I'll ever reach this, the mountaintop, the peak, and I'm okay with that because there's so much more joy in the process of it. And what I feel a lot of times is when I'm in this like extreme discomfort, and right now I'm in the middle of launching a lot of things and I'm feeling a lot of feelings and bumping up against my comfort zone and going beyond it, that when I have a lot of emotions going on, I am so close to a breakthrough. And so I have to push through. And I think a lot of times in my journey, I'll ebb and flow in that. And then there'll be times of peace and there'll be times of calm. And it's okay to coast in that for a little bit too. But then there's times of like, okay, it's time for me to really focus on this and get back into the game. So I think it ebbs and flows, but I don't think I'll ever reach that peak. And I'm okay with that today.
Let's see. So you talked a lot about you can't do this by yourself. You were like, I realize I can't do this by myself and I have to have like something higher, something else. What about like, aside from spiritual support, what kind of earthly support have you had in your life along your journey?
I love that you mentioned that too. Connection is my top core value. And I believe that that addiction is the opposite of connection, or connection is the opposite of addiction, that we, you know, we are beings to be with other people and to connect with other people. So support, I think, is so important for me, because I first originally started in AA and then I've moved into 12-step spiritual recovery, that sponsorship is really important, or having a coach or somebody that you can connect to, that you can build a relationship with and share those things that you probably wouldn't share with anybody else, because if we're as sick as our secrets, if we keep those in and we keep those hidden, it holds us back from moving forward and releasing that, because we're not meant to just carry that load. But then also being a part of support groups. I host and facilitate support groups. I've got a recovery retreat I'm leading next weekend, and seeing these beautiful women grow through connection. I don't think we're meant to do this alone.
100%. That is awesome. I love that you mentioned the addiction being the opposite of connection. And I totally believe that. And in my own journey have used that. And I think the other spiritual route that I discovered was self-worth. Or self-love. And so that in addiction, it was separation and self-hate that I was grounded in. And in recovery, I'm grounded in self-love and connection. Can you talk about self-love?
Yeah, self-love. Well, that's really what was the big shift for me in my recovery after my relationship, my toxic relationship ending. So I started doing something called solo date challenge. And at first I was like, I'm going to do 100 solo dates and I'm going to do that before I get in another relationship, because I became aware that I had a pattern. And in 12-step programs, it's very clear where our patterns come up. And and then I saw this pattern and I'm the common denominator. And if I'm the common denominator and pattern, what can I change and shift? And so my higher power said, you got to date yourself. You can't date anybody else for a while. You got to date yourself. Now, this is just how it started for me. And so I started doing that and I started sharing it. And as I was sharing it, other people were interested in what that looked like. And so I created a community. Like you said, we can't do this alone. We've got to have community. And there's women from across the globe that are doing this. There's 770 women in my group that from Singapore to India to Australia that are learning to love themselves through intentional and unapologetic solo dating. And so what you talked about is that self-worth. And I think so many of us need permission to do it. We see people doing it. We know maybe we should or could or would, you know, but it's how empowering them to step into their power, to say it's okay to take care of me, because we got to get past that barrier first. There's so much guilt and shame about taking care of ourselves. We got to get past that barrier before we can even start moving forward and taking action. And then really, this is just another tool of the many recovery tools that we have to learn to love ourselves. And so I've seen this beautiful shift. And actually, I started a podcast that comes out this coming Saturday, April 17th. Mm-hmm. And I am sharing the journeys and the stories of these women on this recovery journey over the past year and a half of just by doing solo dating, what has happened in their life. And anybody can do it. It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not. We all need to figure out what that looks like and develop that tool and develop that muscle of saying it's okay to love myself today.
That is so beautiful. I love that you have done that intimate work with yourself. And I feel like it's just something that most of us miss in our lives, that we're so focused on the external that we never really stop to form that intimate relationship with us. Mm-hmm. And that you're bringing in all these other women from all over the world to do this with you is amazing. And I'm going to link all of that in the show notes so that you guys can do that too.
It's kind of, we love you until you can love yourself is kind of what the community is, you know, because like you said, we need that support. And until you can love yourself, we're going to love you there.
Yeah. And like all these women telling you it's okay to do this. Like you said, we need permission sometimes, like hearing it from all the women around you saying, hey, it's okay, kind of lets you to be like, oh, okay, and do that for yourself. So you talked about 12 steps. I know in 12 steps, like there's all these amazing sayings and quotes and things, you know, that we all just get like ingrained in us to say in certain times. Talk about your favorite quotes, sayings, mantras, mottos.
Favorite.
What do you always go back to?
One that just I have to do to get grounded in to be able to let go is just I can only control my own thoughts and my own actions. And that's just something that helps me get grounded and connected to, okay, it really gets back to self and back to I can't control the world around me. So if the world around me is in chaos, the only thing I can control are my own thoughts and my own actions. And that helps me get through the day.
Yes, I think that too. I realize when I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety and I feel chaotic, it's always because I'm trying to do something that's not my job. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to do right now, Rachel, that is not your job? What do you need to start doing that is?
Yes.
If you had to give one piece of advice to someone that is going through a rebirth situation like you have experienced in your life, mm-hmm. to one piece of advice, what would
be? Intuitively, what first came up is give yourself grace. You know, you haven't met that version of yourself yet, you know, and so it's okay to not know what the next step is. Just give yourself grace and just try to do the next right thing. And keep doing that over and over again, and you'll get to you'll enjoy this journey, but give yourself grace because we can be too hard on ourselves. And then that just paralyzes us. So give yourself grace.
Oh my God. Yes. That's so, so simple, but so deep and wise. Mm-hmm. Giving ourselves grace is everything. And it's so funny how in a self-love journey, especially, we're so easy on everybody else. Like I'm so quick to give that grace to other people. I'm like, well, of course you didn't know. And then like, I expect myself to know it all or to be able to do it all. I let everybody be human except for me, right?
Right. We get to be unapologetically ourselves, right? Because who we are in this moment is just enough.
Yes. if only we could all believe that at all moments of the day, how the world would be different.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So Holly, where are you going from here? So you said you have your podcast going on. What else do you have going on first, actually?
I've got a lot going on. Super exciting. And I think that when we talk about, doing recovery work, that there is this element of the 9-step promises, at least that's in the 12-step work, is the 9-step promises that if you continually to show up and you continually do the work, you get these opportunities to have these miracles in your life. And I did a vision board back in 2019, July, and wrote on there that I want to be able to, I was in the middle of recovery from my divorce. I mean, the divorce isn't even final when I created this vision board, and I just pulled it out this week because I'm creating another one. Yeah. And on the vision board, it talks about how I want to be a speaker, how I want to have podcasts, how I want to write my story and share my story with others, how I want to collaborate with other people. And all of that is my podcast launches this week called the Solo Date Challenge Podcast. I'm in a international collaborative book project for a book called How to Release the Shame After Narcissistic Abuse and Experiencing Wealth Beyond Numbers. It's Overcoming Financial Abuse After Narcissistic Abuse. And so that launches next week. I'm a keynote speaker at Women's Empowerment Conference next month. And so all of these beautiful miracles are happening, and I did set the intention. There isn't this thing of, okay, I'm just going to will it to be there. You know, we do need to take action. There right. are actions we have to take. We can't just have a vision and go, poof, God, you know, do it. I mean, he's like, I'm going to give it to you, but you got to pick up the shovel. And right. so that's what I've been doing. I've been picking up the shovel. I've been doing the next right thing. And because of that, these beautiful miracles are happening. And what I love is it's not about me. It's the ripple effect of how it's going to help others. It's all for me. My whole core being is helping people break toxic cycles, whatever that looks like. And I know that I'm living, my pain is now my purpose. I'm living out what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's why I believe that my journey was what it was supposed to be, because I wouldn't have this opportunity to help and impact so many other women's lives if I didn't experience it myself. And I'm okay with that today.
Right. So where can everybody find you?
If you look me up on solodatechallenge.com, you'll find all my social media connections. You'll find information about the podcast. You'll find out information about the book. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, I love more friends, like-minded people that are on a health journey that we want to grow and be the best version of ourselves. Please sign up. Please connect me, because I would love to connect with you.
Okay, awesome. And let me see what is last here. We've got, where are you going from here? What's next for you on your healing journey, on your professional journey, all of that?
Yeah, I think the way I look at it right now is I feel like I'm standing on the side of a cliff, and I've got this jetpack on, or this these wings on, and God's saying, jump, I've got you, and you're gonna soar. So where's my next step? I don't know. I know I'm in the middle of a lot of beautiful things. But I will say, one day I want to be on the stage with Brené Brown and Oprah.
Can I come too? Because please, we could throw in Rachel Hollis, and then it would be like my dream come true.
Absolutely. I just want to share my journey with others to help them. I just want that ripple effect, and that's it. So that's where I'm going. I'm going to soar. And you all are welcome to join me on the journey.
Yes, I'll come fly with you. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
My first
interview of this whole series that I'm doing on people's recovery journeys. And so I'm just so excited and grateful that you are here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And good luck on your journey.
Thank you. I'm going to grab all the links from you if you want to send everything to my Facebook Messenger, and I'll make sure that all the people can come and find you.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope you have an awesome day.
You too. Any final words, anything that we left unsaid?
Just be unapologetically you. And that is who you're supposed to be, and you're worth it.
100%.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, it's time for a commercial. But before I get started, I want to let you guys know that every single supporter that I discuss on this podcast, I really use. If it's a company, it's a company that I really work with. If it's a product, it's a product that I really use. And I'm not talking about I tried it once. I'm talking about that it is a part of my lifestyle. That is because I want to build an unshakable level of trust with my audience. So I don't just promote any product for no reason. If I promote a product, it's because I use it and I believe in it. If I promote a company, it's because I work with them and I believe in them. So that being said, let's get started. This podcast episode is brought to you by my book, How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth. How to Wear a Crown is an easy-to-read guidebook that gives its readers digestible content and step-by-step instructions on how to increase one's sense of self-worth. It's a practical guide to knowing your worth that will allow you to dive deep into my personal experiences with learning self-love and gaining unshakable self-worth. It's a witty but intelligent book that will break down the intense process into four rules. 1. Speak to yourself like royalty. 2. Treat yourself like royalty. 3. Carry yourself like royalty. And 4. Honor yourself like royalty. Each category discusses multiple topics related to emotional growth and techniques necessary to drastically improve your self-worth and help you feel like you deserve more and better things in your life. You can get How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth on my favorite store in the entire world, Amazon.com. And it's usually available to ship within 1 to 2 days. So go check it out now. So thank you so much for being here and listening to my podcast. I just want to say that I'm really grateful and honored to be guiding you along your journey from rock bottom to badass. And if you want to see more about me and my work with my company, I Am Raquel, then you could check out www.iamraquel.com. And you can see all of the stuff about my book, my blog. You can reach my I Am Raquel Academy from there. All of the stuff. And you can follow me at I Am Raquel. That's at IAMROCKL on all the socials. Well, I love you guys so much. I am really, really glad that you're here listening. I'm glad if you made it to this segment right here. Oh, you're a fucking rock star. I can't even believe that you did that. You're a fucking champion. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more. If you like this stuff and you want to see more from me, I would love that. So follow me on all the stuff. I Am Raquel on everything. That's IAMROCKL. I'm on, I think, every social media that exists in the world. So you can follow me everywhere. I dish out free, helpful content all over the place, religiously, every day. And you can also check out www.iamraquel.com. I worked really hard to make my website pretty, so please check that out. And from there, you can go to I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy supports this show. What it is my online school. That's right, I got my own online school. So it's a coaching school, so you can do self-coaching work by purchasing online courses made by yours truly. And it, what it does is when you purchase courses from me at IAMRAQUEL.com, you support this show. It enables me to continue to make free, helpful content for people all over the world. So definitely check that out. All of the info that you need should be in the show notes. And I will see you guys later. Mwah, bye.